every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.minkin.edu. Today is my last show, so we have game tonight at 7, so I put my show to 5 p.m. to 6 instead. Today I will talk about voice acting for animes. Voice acting in Japan is acting actor in anime and video game. It also involves performing voice over for non-Japanese movies and televisions, but most for anime and video games. Because Japan has large animation industry production, and that's take over about 60% of the animated series in the world. So voice acting in Japan is very famous work than other country, and is far greater prominence than voice acting in most other countries. In Japan, some voice actors, especially certain voice actress, they always have devoted international fan club. Some fans may watch a show merely to hear a particular voice actor, but not because of the anime. Many Japanese voice actors have capitalized on their fame to become singer or have become actors in live movie or television. There have 5 common ways to become a voice actor. First is from broadcasting drama troupe member, trained by broadcasting drama troupes. They specialize in role require voice acting other than announcing, particular radio drama acting. And second way is from child actor. Some voice actors are middle school or even elementary school students, and they joined Young's theatrical company and honed their acting skills with them, then took up a career as a full-time voice actors after graduating from high school. The third one is from theater actor. Sometimes theater actors, whether they be in high school or specialized school, university, or having just graduated, are scouted by people in the anime industry to become voice actor. And the first one is the most famous one, is from voice acting school student. Many voice actors attempt to debut, but after attending voice acting schools for several years after graduating from high school, specialized schools or university, or even just between school terms, or learn the trade by observation. This is the past most young people who watch anime and aspire to become voice actor take. This is probably the easiest path as its beginning, but breakthrough chances are very slim. And the last one is not very normal. Like, many adults will become two voice actors when they have many fans and be famous. It's happened, but not really famous one. And here is a song of one of my favorite voice actor, Kana Hanazawa. Here is the song, and it's also a really famous song. This song is really famous. Many YouTubers have sing this song too, and the Hanazawa she began to acting when she was in kindergarten, and she made regular appearance at the variety program Yapara Sama Dashinshi. At the age of 14, she made her voice acting debut at Holly in Lex Gazelle 3 years later. 3 years She years later she played Ryoko Maninagi in Zagapan, and she signed up with voice acting agency Office Osawa. Her voice is really sweet in nature, and because of her voice, she played many young girls in anime, especially for elementary and middle school girls. And also, but because her voice is nature, she also can play some young women. She played many famous characters, and Hanawaza went to university in 2007, while at the same time she began to make her mark as a voice actress, being voted in 2010 as best female voice actress by listeners of radio program Nanko Nobita's Anime Scramble. She graduated from university in 2011, and in the same year she became to a full-time voice actress. In late 2010, she was invited to the Anime Festival Asia Anime Convention in Singapore. She is really one of the most famous female voice actress in Japan. When people talk about female actress, we'll remember her. And she also, as a really good singer, she has many famous songs like the one I just played. And also she has another very famous song, Sweet Parent. And that song is really good for people who learn Japanese and for beginner of Japanese. When I study Japanese, I start by listening this song. Many food names in the song, and also start with five basic Japanese pronouns in the song, so it's really good for the beginner of Japanese. The next one I want to share my favorite male voice actress. His name is Tomokazu Sugita. He has best known for his role as Jintoki in Gintama. His voice character Jintoki won the most favorite male character, which means Sugita's character role consecutively won the most favorite male character in 2009 and 2010 Anime Grand Prize. His voice is really low and really bass, so he hardly to play high school student even he really want to. He often plays some middle-aged men, some uncles in the anime, or because of he played Jintoki so well, so he also played many hentai in animes. I like his voice so much, and I really like the way he presents his characters. They are so funny, and all the characters have his personal mark. When you hear the voice, the way the characters speak, you will find out, that is Sugita. I would say, is not a good singer. All his songs are really funny and interesting. Like in Gintama, Jintoki can sing, and his songs are really interesting. He is really good voice actress, and he can play all those different voice. Like in the song, he can play the voice he drink milk, and that song is about how much he like take shower. So a really hentai song. And for him, sometimes as a voice character, he can also play it as a really gentleman. He's not hentai, he just really good at play in this way. And he also can play really normal people with his special bass voice, and to make people feel the character's feelings. And there have a poem he read in one of his anime.
人間失格太宰治人間失格もはや自分は完全に人間でなくなりました。ここへ来たのは初夏の頃で、鉄の格子の窓から病院の庭の小さい池に赤い睡蓮の花が咲いているのが見えましたが、それから三月たち、庭にコスモスが咲き始め、思いがけなく故郷の長兄がヒラメを連れて自分を引き取りにやってきて、父が先月末に胃潰瘍で亡くなったこと、自分たちはもうお前の過去は問わぬ、生活の心配もかけないつもり、何もしなくていい、その代わりいろいろ未練もあるだろうが、すぐに東京から離れて田舎で療養生活を始めてくれ、お前が東京でしでかしたことの後始末はだいたい渋田がやってくれたはずだから、それは気にしないでいい、と例の生真面目な緊張したような口調で言うのでした。故郷の山河が眼前に見えるような気がしてきて、自分はかすかにうなずきました。まさに廃人。父が死んだことを知ってから自分はいよいよふぬけたようになりました。父がもういない。自分の胸中から一刻も離れなかったあの懐かしく恐ろしい存在がもういない。自分の苦悩の壺が空っぽになったような気がしました。自分の苦悩の壺がやけに重かったのも、あの父のせいだったのではなかろうかとさえ思われました。まるで張り合いが抜けました。苦悩する能力をさえ失いました。今は自分には幸福も不幸もありません。ただ一切は過ぎていきます。自分が今まで阿鼻叫喚で生きてきたいわゆる人間の世界において、たった一つ真理らしく思われたのはそれだけでした。ただ
In 人間世界 He played a really silent but loneliness man. He's the character is a artist, but he always alone, and his first love Sutisai herself with him, but he alive, but his lover died, and so after he has many other girlfriend, but none of them have a happy ending with him. But he's poor but really talented, and he doesn't have any friend, and he always alone. So, Sugita not only can play hentai but also can play sensitive man as well. That's what voice actress should be. They can play different type of actress. They can do all those fancy stuff, and they can play totally different characters, and that is their professional duty. And the next one, I want to share another female voice actress, Rei Kukimiya. Her voice is speaking with nasal tone and really high tone, so she often play the competitive elementary girls. Some of her prominent roles include Alphonse Elric in Fullmetal Alchemist series, Happy in Fairy Tail, and Gagura in Gintama. And because she is so famous and people love her voice so much, so they have a disease called Kugimiya disease in anime world. The Kugimiya disease is one of the three diseases of Japan cannot cure. Herself was also infected with this Kugimiya disease because most characters she played. Most of the patients are influenced by the character she played. The symptoms are such as tsundere, describe a person who is innately cold but even hostile towards another person before gradually showing a warmer side over time. Or some patient will die without hearing Kugimiya's voice. And now I will play a song of Kugimiya. Pay attention to do not have this disease.
Thank you.
because all those voice actresses can speak best Japanese in Japan. So Kugimiya as well as Hanazawa also have a not a song but a teaching sections for Japanese beginners to learn Japanese, and I think it will be okay to have Kugimiya disease while learning Japanese. And what she recorded for Japanese beginner or use her special Kugimiya speaking way to teach like really tsundere way. I will show a part of that. Hope maybe you can start interesting about Japanese and start learning a little bit about Japanese.
Anta nante tofu no kado ni atama butsukete shinjaeba ii no yo. Ii kagen mezamashi tokei de okinasai yo ne. なんでいつも私が起こさなきゃいけないのよ。うるさいうるさいうるさいうるさい。選んだのは私で、あんたじゃないんだからね。おはようじゃなくて、おはようございますでしょ。勘違いしないでよね。別にあんたのためにやったわけじゃないんだから。キスなんて100年早いわよ。胸のことを。怪我でもされたら私が困るじゃない。このバカ。私の気持ちも知らないで。さよならなんて言ってあげないんだから。心配なんてしてないんだからね。好きでこんな格好してるわけじゃないんだからね。あんたの前だけを。もう、バカ。
全力で来なさいよ。叩き潰してあげるから。そばにいなさい。一緒よ。いいわね。誕生日プレゼントなんて誰にももらえないだろうから。
はい、これプレゼント。
ちょっと待ちなさいよ、この鈍感男。
なんで
気づかないのよ。ついでだからあんたも誘ってあげるわ。
電話なんかしてこなくても寂しくなんてないんだから。隣に来ないでよ。恥ずかしいじゃない。
何よあいつ。私というものがあれなら。
Because of the time, I will just play half of 50 voice. And if you interesting about that, you can search Study Japanese with Kugimiya on YouTube and you will find this. And the next one, I will share another male voice character, Hiroshi Kamiya. He is best known for being the voice of Kurumatsu Matsuno from Osomatsu-san and Takashi Natsuma from Natsume Diary, and Akashi Seijuro from Kurokushi Basketball, Yuzuru Otonashi from Angel Beats, and so on. He played many, many famous characters of famous anime. And he also played many drama, voice drama, as well. And because the voice actors are famous and they have fan club and all those stuff, but actually they not earn as much as idols, so they have to sing songs, play voice drama, or have shows to have more income. Because his voice is really soft and sweet, maybe not sweet, but really soft. So not like Sugita, he always can get the character of high school student or middle school student and this lovely boy's voice. And he never play hentai as well. So I will share one of his song and you can hear his voice is really sweet.
そう僕らは気づかずいたんだ当たり前はないこといつの間にか心のスピーカーサイレン
聞こえますか？
また突然降り出したパスレイン想像もできなくてさよならは足音を立ててくれないね世界を結ぶ光近未来はここだよなのにどうして君は遠ざかるテクノロジーじゃ届かない It's my only only shine 今星の海綺麗なままでぼやけてく It's my only only shine 伸ばす手にこぼれたどこに帰り着くのかい消えてゆく瞬間まで見つめてしまうよ電波塔からシミュレート衛星へと伝わるサインどうにか君のところまでかすれていい届くかなIt's lonely, lonely night 今星の海キラキラ響く
It's my only only shine 今星の海綺麗なままでぼやけてく It's my only only shine 伸ばす手にこぼれた Falling star It's my only only shine 覚えていたい真夏の夜空かけた It's my only only shine どんな遠くにいても君を思うよ
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sadaharu at Penguin Radio. Please check out our game, basketball game on 7 tonight. And I'm so glad I can share with all those anime shows and anime films with you this semester. We have shared the new anime shows for autumn season and all those scare anime shows and I shared two famous anime director with you also and I hope after all those things you will love Japanese animes and I hope if you never watch any or didn't watch much anime shows and please check some animes I talked about in the in Kawaii Corner and I believe you will find one you like and for those anime fans I hope you all enjoy the animes follow the voice actress or follow your favorite directors or just enjoy the anime and this is my last show for this semester hope you all enjoy my show and I will end up my show today with another song of a very cute anime, The White Bear Cafe.
いらっしゃいませ、ようこそ。お好きな席へどうぞ。季節のメニュー揃えてます。女子会ママ友会常連たちの会話でカフェはいつも賑やかです。気づけば僕がもらってるいつもありがとう
Corner. This is DJ Sada Hello at Penguin Radio. Hope you all have great time at Penguin Radio and find the show you like. Like the song saying, thank you for listening our Penguin Radio for a long time. And please keep focus on our Penguin Radio and check out our programs and shows. And have a good day.